I am Johnny Massacre and welcome to the Johnny Massacre Show. This is the Monday Night Massacre. On tonight's show, is the Facebook whistleblower a psyop? In other news, California will require large retailers to provide gender-neutral toy sections. October is LGBTQ History Month. The world celebrates International Day of the Girl. Five news pieces all for your viewing and auditory pleasure. Who's fucking with me? Give me a hell yeah! So you saw the Facebook whistleblower. She came out. She was basically saying Facebook is bad. She got everything. She got a congressional hearing. She got a blue check mark on Twitter. She got an hour interview. I think it was on CBS News or some shit like that. All very, very well organized. I seem to remember Project Veritas coming out with multiple whistleblowers exposing FDA and Big Pharma. Didn't get one interview on mainstream media. Didn't even see it on big tech. But this, it all seems so well organized. So a lot of people on the right are questioning this Facebook whistleblower. When it was announced she was going to blow the whistle on Facebook, conservatives thought, yes, at last, someone's going to be on our side showing the bias against conservatives. But actually, it didn't turn out like that. She just said, it's bad in general. Facebook puts money before morals. Kind of like every single American company, if you're going to fucking fuck Facebook, you might as well fucking fuck McDonald's and Burger King then as well, because heart disease is the leading killer of people in the United States of America. That also proves that they put profit before morals, but you don't see any congressional hearings from those, probably because it's not going to result in any censorship of the right. That was kind of the main content of it. And she also came out and said January the 6th, well, in the lead up to that, the misinformation wasn't censored. So she basically called for more censorship as if there weren't enough already. So in my opinion, this looks like it's a ploy to frame conservatives as harmful and dangerous as a pretext for more censorship in the run up to the 2022 midterms. Because as you know, Biden's poll numbers are fucking awful. What do you think about this? There's a few articles on this online. We don't need to go so heavily into it because it's not super interesting, but here she is. Here's Haugen, and she's, you know, talking shit about Facebook and whatnot. I mean, you can see in her demeanor, it looks kind of like an actor. Look at this.
Product manager at large tech companies since 2006, including Google, Pinterest, Yelp, and Facebook. My job has largely focused on algorithmic products like Google Plus Search, and recommendation systems like the one that powers the Facebook news.
Doesn't even take time to look up. She knows so much about what she's talking about. She has to keep her eyes glued to the script.
Having worked on four different types of social networks, I understand how complex and nuanced these problems are. However, the choices being made inside of Facebook are disastrous for our children.
I mean, come on now. No whistleblower speaks like that. You've seen whistleblowers. They kind of speak from the heart and it sounds like an ad lib. There's no difference to this woman reading the script and Biden reading the script, other than the fact Biden has Alzheimer's and it's more difficult for him. So what do you think about this whistleblower? Do you think it's legit? Do you agree with me that it's a pretext to censoring conservatives coming into the 2022 midterms? I mean, the Federalist run a few interesting articles on her. They say Facebook whistleblower was part of election meddling team that nuked the Hunter Biden laptop story. Haugen was a member of Facebook's Civic Integrity Unit, which was tasked with countering so-called misinformation, basically throttling politically disfavored content about the 2020 election. So she was part of Facebook's communist-sounding Civic Integrity Unit that literally countered misinformation, which is anything the left don't like, and stopped Hunter Biden's true laptop story coming out, containing information saying, I'm going to get millions of dollars and some of it's going to go to the big guy, which is Biden. That is the woman who censored. That is the story that was censored by this woman who's now calling for more censorship. I wonder who she wants to be censored. Well, this second article on the Federalist reveals that. They say financial records show Facebook whistleblower is less a concerned employee and more a radical Democrat activist. A simple search reveals that Haugen, who previously worked for tech giants Google and Pinterest, has made more than 40 donations to Democrats, totaling more than $2,000 since 2015. She frequently contributed to Axe Blue and the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, and she gave money to Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the most radical communist who deprived New York City of tens of thousands of jobs and millions of dollars in revenue because I don't like my big company Amazon. And she made a contribution to AOC's Courage to Change. Here are all of her donations. $2,000 donated to Democrats. I love Donald Trump, as you know, and I have donated a grand sum of $0 to Donald Trump. But Haugen, she has donated $2,000 to the Dems. So if the amount of money you donate is analogous to how much you love that thing, then comparing my love to Donald Trump to her love to the Democrats means she loves them so fucking much, there is not a word in the English language to accurately summarize that and do it justice. So there you go, Haugen donating to the Democrats and calling for more censorship, all the while being part of the team that censored the Hunter Biden laptop. And then saying in a congressional hearing that Facebook didn't do enough to censor, so they should have censored more. The argument does fall apart, in my opinion. If you're just joining us, I'm Johnny Massacre, and we're discussing the Facebook whistleblower. But if you've been watching from the beginning, stop your grinning and drop your linen, donate some cash, and let's keep winning. Streamlabs.com/Johnny Massacre. That bar, $0. 30 days to go. $1,500 target. That bar's looking rather white. As you know, white is bad. Erase the whiteness, the fragile whiteness. Destroy it and fill that bar with delicious green. You have to excuse me, my face looks like it's been beaten by a few boxing gloves since last Wednesday. It's now Tuesday. It's been the busiest 5 days of my life. I will explain all on a future cheeky live stream coming this week. Let's just say I was so exhausted. I woke up today and it took me an hour and a half to piece together exactly what the fuck had happened over the last 5 days. Very little sleep, a lot of effort, broken elevators, all should be revealed. Now, moving on to the next story. California will require large retailers to provide gender-neutral toy sections. How could this impact kids? One expert said boys and girls section creates stigma for children who are gender non-conforming or exploring other gender identities. So this is complete insanity. This is changing the rules for the majority based off an extreme minority. People who are gender non-conforming are less than 1%. And when you're a kid, you don't even know if fucking dragons and Santa Claus exists. How the fuck do you know if they're gender non-conforming? Well, it's because the left say you're born like that, apparently. But at the same time, they say you're not born a man or a woman and you can change that. See, none of this makes any fucking sense. It's almost as if, imagine I had an obsession with frying pans and I took it around everywhere and it made things really difficult. Trying to get through the turnstile at the soccer game, fuck, my frying pan won't get through. Trying to unlock my door while holding a frying pan, bashing on the fucking door, waking up the neighbors, all kinds of shit. Imagine I had a frying pan fetish and a mental illness. Then imagine me being 0.01% of the population. The government mandated that everyone have to hold fucking frying pans so I feel better about myself. That's what this is like. It's normalizing mental illness for the majority. And not only that, for kids, it's actually going to create mental illness. There's nothing more real than your gender. Like I'm a fucking man. That's the first thing you see when you come out. Is it a girl or a boy? It's a fucking boy. If you destroy that for a young child whose brain is still developing, then you're going to give them a mental illness. Maybe not just the mental illness of being gender nonconformist, but just other mental illnesses. For kids, you've got to wrap them in cotton wool. You've got to be with them every step of the way. When they're testing their boundaries, they're establishing their ego and finding out about the world and whatnot. And throwing this kind of shit into the mix, confusing the very building blocks of their existence, is going to turn them into a nervous wreck. So I'm highly against this stuff. I mean, it could be worse. It could be something more invasive, you know, than just getting rid of the gender of toys. But then what the fuck is the toy even going to, what? You're going to put He-Man, the ripped, but He-Man isn't even ripped anymore. See, this is just so unnecessary and so confusing. And, you know, if you are gender non-conforming, you're obviously mentally ill. If you're born as a man and you don't think you're a man, and not only that, if you don't think you're a man or a woman, you've had a break with reality. So these people obviously require treatment. Show me one illness that doesn't require treatment. If you require treatment, you have an illness. And so this therefore is normalizing and or creating mental illness for kids whose brains are still developing. Now, I think it's sad if you're gender non-conforming. If you are a woman and you don't even think you're that gender, or even a man, you've obviously had a break with reality and you have to live with that every day for the rest of your life. And not calling it a mental illness is going to hurt these people. It really is. It's like someone having anxiety and saying, nah, there's nothing wrong with you. Just keep going the way it is. It's going to make it so much worse. These people have to be counseled and told, well, actually, you are this gender and you can, if you're non-conforming, you don't have to act that way. But the reality is that this is your gender. And even if leftists want to change the word gender to suit their argument, gender is not malleable. Gender and your biological sex are pretty much one and the same thing, and you can't change it. But if you don't feel that way, that's difficult. Let's talk about it. Let's counsel and let's try to make you live your life in a way that makes you feel as comfortable as possible, and accepting the fact you're mentally ill and accepting the fact that you're different. And that's what we need to do. We need to counsel and treat people like that, with the reality. Johnny Masker, you're so cruel. You're trying to erase these people out. But no, I'm not. No, I'm fucking not. You're either a man or a woman. If you don't think you are, something is wrong with you. And that wrong way of thinking should not be applied to all the people with the right way of thinking, because it's going to fuck our lives up. And why would you want to be so selfish if you are gender non-conforming for a start to impose your beliefs on everyone else who doesn't think like you? That's insane. I mean, people like me get pushback for trying to impose my beliefs, which is the majority belief, on the minority. Then, you know, greatest good, we're doing the greatest good for the greatest number. Most people are not gender non-conforming, and so we should go with their way of thinking, in my opinion. But then flipping it around and trying to impose the minority on the majority, just, it's unworkable. It's going to break down society. And then there's a million and different one variations of gender, right? So what, how are we going to change society to suit everyone based on your arbitrary whims of changing sex and changing words? This is complete insanity. And in my opinion, that's what it's designed to do. This comes from the father, the godfather of social justice, Marcuse, who created all this woke shit. And his mission was to tear down the building blocks of society so you can remold it in your utopian image. And people who think like that, and socialists in general, are totally happy with any collateral damage. Who cares if it fucks your kids up? Who cares if it gives them a mental illness? It just doesn't matter, as long as they can achieve their aims. And if you want to tear down society, the best way to do it is start with the kids, the next generation, and tear down reality itself. There's nothing even as fundamental as a man or a woman. So you're not even going to make a family. You're not even going to have kids, probably, because you're not attracted to anything. You're just completely sexless. If you can initiate that plan, it's going to be pretty easy to tear down the rest of society. And then once it's all torn down, you can do what China did in the Cultural Revolution. Mao tore down all the pillars of society. He burned books, he destroyed history, he destroyed culture, he destroyed customs. And when it was all torn down, then he could really consolidate power. Because once that's all torn down and censored, there's no other rival ideology at all to influence you or turn you into a counter-revolutionary. And that's where we're going. The left are trying to destroy everything, from your children, to sex, to gender, to religion, to archaeology, to all architecture, to all this kind of stuff. And then what with all the censorship that we're already seeing, that's the theme of tonight's show. You saw that Facebook whistleblower asking for more censorship. Once they do all this stuff and they remove gender and they remove religion and remove all this, they're going to censor the fuck out of it, because like Francis Haugen said in the previous section of the Johnny Massacre show, it's harmful. It's harmful. It's going to harm everything. And then they can consolidate power through censorship, and you're going to get just the next fucking Frankenstein monster of the socialist ideology, which would be America, and I fucking hope they don't get their wish. So that's what this is all about. And when you say stuff like this, they're going to gaslight you and say, oh, you know, you're homophobic or transphobic, or it's just a toy section. It's just toys. Actually, this is a symptom of a terminal malaise of socialism and critical theory and ultimately communism that is now metastasizing everywhere. Children's fucking toy sections. If it were in only like serious shit like politics, fair enough, or in the government, they're discussing it there. But once it bleeds through and metastasizes into your children's toy section, it's a bit like the slime in Ghostbusters 2 of negative energy that's it can't be contained. It's rising out of the sewers and you're stepping in it. It's fucking everywhere. So don't gaslight us and tell us this isn't a serious thing. This is socialist cancer infecting absolutely everything. And it will infect your kids and it will hurt your kids. But socialists, they, as Stalin said, I believe, you got to crack a few eggs to make an omelette. It's all for the greater good. Next for tonight, it's LGBTQ History Month. Look, they say on Twitter, LGBTQ History Month is an annual observance in October of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer history and the history of gay rights movements. It was created in 1994 by Missouri high school teacher Rodney Wilson. So yes, it is LGBTQ History Month. Now, I think LGBTQ history is important. At one point, it was illegal being gay, and that is big government madness. What people do in their bedrooms doesn't fucking matter. And I think as long as you're not harming anyone, you should be allowed to do what you want, pretty much. And so I do think we need to remember stuff like this in history. We also need to remember things like slavery and whatnot. But a whole month, Independence Day, July the 4th, is eponymous. The meaning is in the name. It is Independence Day. And the whole reason gay people can have a month where they celebrate themselves is because it's America. There are some countries, like Islamic countries, where if you go out with a rainbow flag, you'll be stoned to death. And so Independence Day is the most important day of all, allowing people to be gay in the first place. And yet that only gets a day, and then being gay gets a whole month. So I have to question the whole month thing. Quite simply, what this turns into is Gay Democrat Month. So this is to get all the gay people voting to the left. How many Republicans are going to support LGBTQ History Month? None of them. And I have gay Republican friends, and they're not involved in this at all because they know it's just a ploy by the Democrats. Would it be possible for someone to come out at LGBTQ History Month and in the parade and whatnot? A gay Republican says, I support Donald Trump. No, they're going to be called a self-hating homophobe, right? So this is basically Gay Democrat Month. And unfortunately, it kind of looks like, perhaps like a lot of these movements, it started out well-meaning as a way to honor the progress we've made. But unfortunately, with these kind of groups and months, while it started out in an honest way, perhaps, honoring these victims, historical victims, unfortunately, there's a lot of money involved in this now, and the people who organize it and promote it, they have to perpetuate the victimhood in order to get more money. So you can imagine the brand sponsoring LGBTQ Pride Month, they're going to spend a lot of money. So the people who are part of it, they have to keep this victimhood going and say, oh, well, the gays are still suffering today. And then Coca-Cola are going to spend a lot of money. Look, I'm helping the gay people. So it, in the end, it becomes corrupt. And I just think a month is a little bit long considering Independence Day just has a day. But I think we should have a day for it. Why not? Why not? So next piece of news for tonight is the world celebrates International Day of the Girl. October the 11th. Marks the International Day of the Girl, an observance day declared by the United Nations, which aims to recognize girls' rights and opportunities across the globe. This year's theme is technology and how it can empower girls to advance towards gender equality, the UN has announced. Wow, made by the United Nations, the people who let China in and let China lecture others, all the while they are harvesting Muslim organs, among other nefarious acts. Now, this is fucking stupid. Women in America and England, there's no difference between a man and a woman in terms of opportunity. Everything is fine. But this, again, ties into this whole leftist ideology where women are all victims because they want women to vote to the left, to vote against the oppression that they're experiencing, and the left will help them. And then all the people on the right, basically everyone who doesn't buy into these victimhood kind of schemes launched by the government will be branded as sexist or misogynist or whatever. And that's ultimately what these days are all about. Now, these days would be useful if they weren't corrupted by this kind of these cynical leftist power plays, where they're actually all about getting power and getting votes. Because having a Day of the Girl would be good in Western countries for Muslim communities. So Muslim majority countries treat women like shit. They make them cover their faces up. They treat them like cars where you cover them so you can't have jealous eyes looking at them, when actually women should have exactly the same rights as men. As you know, in Muslim majority countries, if women commit adultery, they can be stoned to death. So I think International Day of the Girl is good for Western countries where Muslim populations are growing, like America, especially Europe, because we need Muslim societies to modernize. We need these faiths to modernize. Christians also used to stone women to death for similar things about 300 years ago. So we need to have these, I think, to basically encourage Muslim faiths to modernize and treat women equally. However, that's not what this is about. So you want my proof? You only have to scroll down a little bit to find something like this. Oh, look. So we've got a Muslim girl here. Now, this is a very confused tweet because it is suggesting that Muslim women are breaking barriers and stepping into historically male-dominated industries of technology and innovation, when actually, if a woman tries to do this in Afghanistan, she'll be beaten, maybe whipped, maybe even raped and or killed. We saw this recently. All the women who were studying in technology and stuff in Afghanistan were clinging onto the wheels of American planes trying to get over to America because they simply cannot do this stuff. And actually, this kind of woman, this Muslim woman, is the kind of woman you see in the West, which is a place where they are equal and there are no barriers whatsoever for them going into these industries whatsoever. So if the UN were actually honest, they would say, we need to help modernize Muslim countries so we can have stuff like this in Muslim countries. But there's no Muslim country, Muslim majority country on earth, perhaps with the exception of Turkey, that would allow this woman to enter these industries. And yet all the focus is obviously on America, because this is obviously a Muslim who's moved to America or possibly Europe. So this is very confused and very dishonest. It's not really about the Day of the Girl and helping girls, because if it were, it wouldn't be trying to help the girls when there's no impediment to their success in the West. It would be trying to help the girls in, for example, Muslim majority countries where they simply cannot do this stuff. It is making a false problem because it wants to make women and Muslims and people of color and gay and trans all victims to play their role in tearing down society and remolding it in their image, tearing down the white oppressor. But actually, if all these people actually do vote for the left, once they get into power, then censorship will be rife and these very same people will be the most oppressed of all. They will have no voice. If you don't believe me, read the history of Soviet Russia and Soviet China. Well, that was a pretty fucking intense episode. It's good to be back. Absolutely knackered. Looking forward to getting a good sleep tonight, and I'll see you tomorrow on the Johnny Massacre Show. I've been Johnny Massacre, and I tell you what, mate, you better be back for the next episode. Otherwise, I'll be coming around your ass. Please make sure to like and subscribe and hit that notification bell, because that is what all those other cunts tell you to do. Laters.